You take all the fun out of everything. Sorry. I was going to say it. So we have those nights in the studio.
How's it going, guys? Awesome. All right. So we are going to play one of your first tracks, correct, off the CD?
Yes, sir.
Why don't you guys introduce yourselves really quick? Who do we have here in the band?
Okay, I'm Evan Stiles. I play piano.
Cool.
My name's Lindsay. I play the mandolin and the drums, and I'm a rapper.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Watch out, 50 Cent.
That was not a joke. Thank you.
Do work.
It's fine.
My name is Christopher, and I play the guitar and a little bit of drums.
Awesome. Who do we have out here?
Is this thing on at all?
Yeah, you're on. You're on.
You're on the air with Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, my name's Ephraim, and I play the cello, and I'm also a student here at Texas State, so...
Go Bobcats, yeah.
Do work!
I'm Pete Martin. I play trombone. I went to the wrong college 4 times. Go Bobcats.
Yeah!
Right on. All right.
He
so, this is off. Is there a name for the CD?
You guys? It's a self-titled album.
Self-titled, right on.
This one's called Drought.
Drought. All right.
Hope y'all enjoy.
Listen in. Okay, so you guys can't see this right now, but there's actually an invisible, ginormous piano that we wheeled in here to our 4x3 room with 12 people. I think that's what we've exaggerated it to, huh? That sounds about right. Also, there's a blue trombone. I know you guys have probably never seen that before. All right, are we ready to play some music?
I think we are.
All right, here we go. Pump it up. Do work.
It gets hard.
it gets hard for the it gets hard for us all. It gets hard for the world.
All right, guys, that was awesome. Thank you. So, how did you guys all meet? This is a pretty big group.
It was
group.
Actually this amazing coincidental day. It was incredible. We were all, we just moved to town, all from different locations across the United States. And coincidentally, on this one Wednesday afternoon, we all individually went to Schlitterbahn. individually, we didn't know each other. There was no correlation. We didn't, you know. And went to Schlitterbahn, and on the Schlitter coaster, actually, we all met in this one location. And then we formed a band. It was amazing.
That is the most amazing band forming story I've ever heard in my life.
The best story ever.
Thank you.
It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, almost. Right? Almost, just a tad bit.
It's like you wrote us a book.
It's almost unbelievable.
So was the ride fun? Was the ride fun at Schlitterbahn?
Man, it's been a great ride, fellas.
Yeah.
Right on.
Lots of wedgies all the way.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, so tell us about your sound, what you guys like to do on the weekend, you know, golfing, making iced tea.
Golf's like a good walk around.
Oh, man.
You guys are silly.
We play music all the time. That's all we do.
Yeah.
We just have jobs and eat food, but pretty much just play music.
Just the first part is important.
Yeah.
Pretty much nothing else.
Y'all played our Lunchbox show earlier, correct?
We did.
How was that?
Yeah.
It was very well. Yeah. Very well,
good
yes.
Good reception.
Had a lot of fun.
Nice and hot.
Yeah, I was about to say it's pretty hot out there.
So right what are you guys' some of you guys' favorite places to go, some of your favorite venues to play at?
San Marcos, probably TMT.
Yeah, Texas Music here is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
When are you guys here next for TMT?
Nothing booked as of yet, but hopefully something right around the corner.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Y'all have any shows coming up in Austin?
We do. The last weekend in October, the 27th, Saturday night, we're going to be playing at Swan Dive for one of the Bring Your Friends
productions.
Thank you. Big words. and, yeah, so that's a really good show. We're looking forward to that.
Food stock,
of course, here in San Marcos.
Oh, yeah, y'all do that a lot.
Well, we did do the first one, And, of course, this one got canceled, this most recent
The
20th, we'll be
right on.
Doing that one as well, yeah.
So y'all were going to play a song for us, right? Y'all were just practicing it, actually.
It sounded really awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there a name to this song?
Skin to Skin.
Skin to Skin. Any story behind this, or maybe we should just leave it at Skin to Skin.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
All right, guys. Well, this is Those Nights with Skin to Skin.
Forget everything, it's only But if we must stray and part our ways, even for the shortest time, take with you the notion that I'll always want you by my side. Oh, skin to skin, when will I see you again? Understand, I'm addicted to your skin. I'm addicted to your skin. I'm addicted to your skin. So lie next to me, forget everything. It's only us right now. And go on, close your eyes and feel me hold you tight. Yeah, there's nothing left but the sound of your voice and mine. We make a song. Yeah, the simplest way is almost never wrong. Yeah, I never wanted to stop. Yeah, I feel on top of the world for right now.
But if we must stray and part our ways, even for the shortest time, take with you the notion that I'll always want you by my side.
Oh, skin to skin, when will I see you again?
Understand,
I'm addicted to your skin. I'm addicted to your skin. I'm addicted to your skin.
You are listening to Other Side Drive on KTSW San Marcos.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was awesome.
So good. You have to clap in the middle, too.
I know, right? You tricked me,
I can't contain myself.
I got so excited. I got so pumped. You guys don't
there's usually a piano there.
Gotcha.
Just kidding. You're right.
So, there are a lot of y'all. How does y'all's writing process work? Is it a conglomerate effort, or is there one
also
of y'all?
Takes place at Schlitterbahn.
Oh yes. Yeah. On the fly.
On the Master Blaster. Get it right.
Activity, yeah. No, we it's primarily been Chris and myself writing the songs. Lindsay here has written a couple of songs, and but they're incredible. but you know that's how it's generally been. Pete and Efi are on the orchestration, and they, of course, fill in all the gaps with, you know, just amazing things that they do. And Chris, Lindsay, and I have started living together recently. We have a house over off San Antonio, and so all of that's definitely going to be a big part of the writing process, is us just being under the same roof for a lot of time. So
it's going to be so cool.
It'll be good.
Super cool.
Okay, so I always ask the bands this that come in. What do you guys jam out to your own stuff in the car?
All the time. Relentlessly. Well, right now, you bring it up, right now we're actually about a week away from finishing our record, our full-length record, so we have to. It's like an excuse to just
drive
around.
Roll the windows down and blast in. You know, it's
these,
you know,
guys are awesome.
Like, point a lot of cars going by. Like,
yeah, it's me.
I ride a motorcycle, so it's really awkward. Because I have a boombox, you know? On my shoulder.
You carry it as you ride? I love it.
So, new record. How's the recording process been? Where are you guys recording?
We've been with Graceful Productions, Jarrett
Bostick.
Jarrett Bostick. And we're all done. It's just getting mixed right now. Like I said, it's probably like a week away. And then we'll probably get the distribution going and then have a release party in here and then up in Austin and get it out there for the listeners' ears.
Yeah, the recording process was really good, and like, we were really pleased with how it's coming out so far. Jarrett really did a great job.
Despite his tender age, he is quite talented.
Very cool. How long did it take y'all, or how long have y'all been working on this?
The actual recording took
3 months. 2 months, 3 months?
About 2.5,
yeah. Yeah, somewhere, yeah, around there, so.
Very then, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have much more time left, guys, so before we go, we'll play one of your songs, but where can people find y'all? You all have a Facebook?
Twitter?
We are on Facebook, yes. There's actually a couple of other those nights, so just ours, you know, has the image of the five of us standing in a silhouette. It's easy to point out. We also have our website, which is thosenightsmusic.com. So you can get all the information you need from there.
Okay, right on. And any more shows coming up or anything?
The 20th is the 20th. Next show in San Marcos. Yeah, Food right Stock.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
Awesome. Woo.
Thanks so much for coming in. You guys sounded awesome.
Thank you. Yeah,
yeah, what's the song we're exiting on?
This one is called Feel So Old.
Feel So Old.
It's one of the little old songs.
Written on the Slitterbond slide.
Exactly.
On a napkin.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming in. And you
thanks
heard
for
it
having
here.
Us. Thanks.
Yo, Alex.
Been remotely coming close to holding it all in. Oh, everything else seems so desperate as hell, just to exhale this black lung life that I've been living. Oh, and I'm not 10 feet tall, but these old walls, they never fail to remind me that I stand 6 feet. Oh, on the best of days, on the best of days.
Oh, and I feel so old, feel like letting go. But this road is relentless, I'll never stop.
I've lived in the shadow of a mountain when I was a kid, still young enough to recognize the importance of a punctual perspective as opposed to months reflection. Some attempt to recollect all the fears that cause this wreck. And if you know somebody long enough, then you could love them. I think it's a little secret that us younger folks that truly love to comfort open. I'm not speaking about us, I'm sort of speaking about the rest of my life sometimes.
Oh, and I feel so old, like letting go. But this road will end this, and I know I'm never stop.
Well, my fingers have a temple for hell. They're relentless like a mirror remnant. Given the distance, I have yet to come. And these old souls like 30 pistons of a vintage engine, fueled by missions. Oh so grandiose. When I am not some traveling salesman sucking on the gas pipe, battle with the basement. But I got my release from my fucking my lack of sleep. This life will waste that come for me.
I'll never stop.
What does it mean to believe that these to be naive is the best of all the mental things to be and to be? What does it mean to believe that these to be naive is the best of all the mental things to be and to be? So what does it mean to believe that these to be naive is the best of all the mental states to be and to be? So what does it mean to believe that these to be naive is the best of all the mental states to be and to be?
Oh, and I feel so old.
All right, guys, that was Those Nights in the Studio. How'd you like that?
Anissa? I loved it. I'm going to go get the CD.
The cello and the trombone is such a...
It's like the best touch ever.
I know, right?
Compared with like a mandolin. Is that what it's called, a mandolin?
Yes, it is called
score.
A mandolin.
See, I was listening.
Okay, guys, well, that's pretty much it for us today.
Aww.
We do have one more segment we're going to play, Revolution Rocks,
cool.
Right after this. You have anything you want to tell the people out there, Anissa?
I love everyone, and you should listen to KTSW, and I'm...